Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Mayhem, or on.
Mayhem. I go by it all. And that's my cat dog back here, Petals.
Yes. And my daughter is up in the ethers here, and she will be moderating. She
That's
will be
right.
helping us with questions. So, Tiffany, say hi.
Hello.
And we would like to tell everyone, you guys have been so good about this, and especially with those that are overusers of the emojis, I totally approve. But if you have a question for us, please put Tiffany's name in capital letters surrounded by the emojis. And I'm looking over here as people are emojiing everything. So we love you. And if you guys are commenting or want to comment, please, if you're watching it from Facebook Live, please open it up to its full form and comment in the full form of the thing, not just in the feed, because we won't see the comments on the feed. You need to open it up and then comment inside. I hope that made sense.
Made sense to me, but
Whole
what's he saying?
cat dog thing going here. Already.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. That cat's mean, though. I mean, like, she loves you. Like, obviously, she wants to be in the room with me, and I could sit there with my head just leaning back on her and actually touching her, and she'd be cool with that. But if I went like this to pet her, so hands to yourself.
She's
But
one of those, it's on my terms, and that's it.
exactly, she's going on about 14-ish years like that, so she
But
can.
Tiffany's is kind of like that, it's on his terms, So, and I respect that.
Yeah.
They let you know right
You do
away.
respect that, or you have bloody hands.
Exactly. Yeah, you want your space. I get it. Okay.
She wants to be where everybody is. It's the cutest thing. She's actually the most beautiful cat I think I've ever had, seen, whatever. But she's got these gorgeous blue eyes. And then that dark face just highlights those eyes. And she just walks around like a little princess. And when I sit down to watch TV, she'll sit right behind me. I can reach up and kind of pet her a little bit, but if she figures out that I'm doing that with my hand, it's all over. That's
Oh, yeah.
the way it goes.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness.
I know. I was trying to find the energy updates for this week.
Someone said, told me something. I don't remember if it was you. See, this is where my mind is right now. I don't, it might have been you, Tracy, that said this to me yesterday. Or it was Jenny, but somebody said something about the solar flares were kicking up again. Did you hear anything about that? Or was that you that said it? Or
I said it, but I don't think did I say that to you? That's just how we work. That was in somebody's reading that they were being upgraded, their DNA was being upgraded. Now, this was a reading, it wasn't QHHT, but that their DNA was being upgraded through the last series of solar flares, and then there was some energy coming in with that aurora borealis that went with that upgrade of DNA, and now there's another round coming. So that is, I mean, in my book, that's accurate. That's coming. We're coming into another round of solar flares for the next, like, we're in rapid movement now. It's like, oh, did you
Yeah.
want to breathe between that?
Exactly.
Sorry.
I was just gonna say we're not getting any breaks in there
No
anymore.
reprieves. Yeah, they're kind of pushing some stuff right now. So,
Okay, so let's explore that. I'm being told to ask you, so tap in. Why?
okay, well, you're asking me why. I already kind of have that answer. And the answer is because they, just like in Sedona, when they were bringing in that energy of the sun god Ra, the children of the sun have been coming through. There's more coming through the portals, and we're getting energy ready for them because they are, we talked about that before, prodigy children, advanced children. And what I've learned recently is that they're also children that are going to be bringing in, we have our clairs, our psychic skills that we know, but they're bringing in stuff we don't even know we know. And so they're going to bring in some new stuff for us. And so we're preparing the energy for this wave that's coming in. And we met one of the children at the event,
Totally. Totally. Okay, so but what is the reason for no break? No breathing room. No, I mean, it's just bam, bam,
We don't
bam,
need
bam,
it.
bam. We don't need it.
I just
Okay.
heard we don't need it.
Okay. All right. Even
Yeah.
if we want it.
Can pretend it's not happening. I mean, it is a self-love, self-care thing. The energy hits you where you're at. So, you don't have to worry if you're, someone that's just getting started with this. But see, that's the other thing. The people that are like, oh, my first metaphysical book ever. And 2 months later, they're educating the rest of us. You know, it's like they're in this rapid ascension. And so the people that are in their newly awakening, they're catching up so fast that we don't really need that stuff. We don't need those breaks. Whereas before it was kind of like, okay, we had all those symptoms of the shift and all this stuff. Well, we've all been through that. We've already set the codes and the energy and the ethers. And so I think I'm just going to put 100th monkey as a repeat on my, I feel like I just keep repeating it because that's what we keep doing. We came in, the ways of volunteers came in and we set the codes up. And now the others who are getting on board with it, they're just like rapid download. We got it. I have people come in and they go, yeah, I just saw Dolores flash on a page, 2, 3 months ago. And then they're sitting there telling me something I've never heard of before. And I'm like, wow. It's like, okay, so today you're my teacher and I've been doing this since I was 19 years old. Okay. So I just think that we don't need it. We, the people that are waking up super fast. The ones that still aren't waking up, the energy's there when they're ready
When they're ready,
and they'll be rapidly caught up.
they'll catch up when they need it.
And those of us who have been doing it, we're right there.
Well, you've said that before. It's like if we've been doing it a long time, that was our choice. You're choosing how you want to do it, if it's a rapid fire or if it's been slowly being integrated and stuff like that. And it's just when slow was the course, and then all of a sudden now it's just bam, 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 bam. It's like a little
Yeah.
reprieve is would be nice. Just a little breather once in a while would be nice. But
Yeah.
anyway, no,
Time
I get
traveling weird too, right? Like it's like,
it.
oh my gosh, it's already June. And then at the same time, it's like, gosh, I did all of these things and it's like time was took forever and was super, super fast at the same time. And so it's doing multiple things there too.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Before I forget, everybody, please tell us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid so that Tiffany can we'll talk about where you're from here in a minute, but I forgot to say that. So make sure you're doing that. It's important that you're lighting up the grid. Anyway,
Really
sorry.
lost what I was going to say because I was like,
I'm
oh, yeah,
sorry.
the grid. It'll come back because it'll come back.
I'm
But
sorry.
okay, we were talking about the solar flares, the ascension updates, time moving differently.
Oh, the choosing which way you'll be, that's the
Oh,
last.
yeah. Before we talked about how people were going to start experiencing two timelines at the same time or like remembering them, I'm having more and more clients that are coming in going, I'm having these weird experiences where I remember an event in two different ways. I'm like, And so these things are happening. Really, really cool things happening with people spiritually and their what they're waking up to, the information they're getting. The point I like to make about this is, we're not all from the same system. And so when something resonates with me or Julia or someone else, it doesn't have to resonate with everybody the same way. And it might not be for them. It might not resonate from where they came from. So don't worry if something's being said and it's not resonating with you, that's okay.
Or if and along that, which is the same thing you're saying, the resonating, if things aren't happening in the same way for you, that's okay. You're doing it your way. Each and every one of us is doing it in our own unique way. It doesn't mean anyone's better or more advanced. It's none of that. We're all going to end up in the same place. We're just doing it our own way.
Yeah.
And appreciate yourself for that.
Exactly. There's another thing that's happening. All of a sudden, I guess I've been downloaded because I'm like,
Good.
I haven't talked this fast to you guys in a long time. But I'm getting more and more clients that have maybe like amphibian, like frog-like bodies. And their energy comes from the sun. That's how they recharge. They don't have to eat. They just need sun. And I think that's interesting for the energy that we're being told is coming in right now. The sun energy, these children from these portals of the sun, there's this all this sun focus right now. And then I'm getting these regressions where the people are remembering being like long fingers with the little suction cup things at the end of them, and they're really describing like a frog-like looking being or something, but they're standing upright.
And that's like what I had in the group regression that we did at the retreat.
See?
It wasn't, I said it was more, it was like a lizard, but definitely the suction cups, those, and
Yeah.
standing upright. I even found, because it was like a cartoon is how it was being shown to me, and I found it. It was, like a little lizard and everything better, but they were all standing upright and it was green. But
Yeah.
that really stood out, the suction cups.
Yeah, the suction cup fingers. So, yeah, like more of that lizardy realm of beings. And there's some really amazing, loving ones. So,
Oh yeah, there was nothing.
no, I know that there's some people out there that go, "Ooh, lizards!" Ah, and they get scared about that. But no, there is so many beautiful, beautiful lizard kind of species out there that are just amazing and loving and helping us. And so I think we're getting another what do you want to say, like awareness to another group or collective that is helping us here on the planet. Maybe they're going to be a bigger influence right now
Maybe.
than some of the others. So it'd be nice to hear from you guys if you had any of those experiences too. All right, I'm going to breathe and we're going to let Tiffany come in.
Yeah, I'll let Tiffany talk for a minute. Oh,
Oh, thank you.
yeah.
As I'm reading all of these, I realize I don't think I know the abbreviation for Montana. So that's fun. I hope there's never a Montana, or I'm gonna say it's the wrong place.
What is Montana? MT?
I think it's MT, isn't it?
Because MN would be Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
M, it might be MT then.
Then MP. Yeah.
MO is Missouri.
Yep, we're getting MT in the chat room.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. All right, we have Tennessee, Michigan, North Carolina, New Hampshire, California. We have Florida, another California, Iowa, Florida, Nevada, Michigan, Virginia, North Carolina, Arizona. I just blanked. Australia. I was like, where is Sydney? Sorry, my brain just Canada, New Zealand, Minnesota, Ireland. Another Australia, Texas, North Carolina, Missouri, Massachusetts, California, Michigan, Kentucky, Utah, another Arizona, Iowa, Australia, Chicago, California, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada, Australia.
Everywhere. I love it. Thank you, guys.
Yay, that's awesome. I see some familiar names in there too. So, hello. That's pretty cool. All right. Did you have any updates before we dive into questions?
I don't think so. I think we've. I'm still dealing with my own upgrades, so I'm not.
Yeah, she needs the reprieve.
I do.
We do want to thank you for being on the show tonight. She had the option to be on a couch instead. So thank you for being here.
Absolutely, my pleasure. But if I have to mute to cough, that's what's going on.
Tiffany, ding dong. Do
Yeah.
you have
We
any
got any
questions?
questions? I have
a few, but first I will start with Donna. Commented Tracy that she sees your aura and it's yellow with a little pink.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'll
Oh.
take
On that, I do have something I thought of right before the show I want to ask about. So anyway, yellow with a little pink. So what is yellow?
I'd like to think it's intelligence.
I think that question came in when you were talking about the lizards and the frog people. So, or not
Interesting.
question, but that comment.
Well, whatever. So, yeah,
Yeah.
interesting. Yeah. Well, and you were talking about the sun. Maybe it's sun. That's
Yeah.
what it
Well, the sun god Ra, the symbol of him over the heads is a red circle with a yellow
is.
tank around it. So I'll take, I mean, pink. I'm getting close. Getting close. But no,
Yeah.
I enjoy that because we're in a loving energy right now. We love you guys,
Yeah.
and so I'll take that pink energy because I think that is on that line, that loving. I think it's kind of a mother love too, if I remember right, but I could be off
I
with
would
that.
think pink would be yellow. I just not heard of that much.
Someone said yellow is a spiritual teacher.
Oh, well, here
Oh,
we go. That
okay. I'll take
is dead on.
it. Thank you.
Very cool.
Sweet. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay, so I had an incident this morning, and it dawned, it occurred to me, well, because right before I went out and to water the plants, and right before the show, so it reminded me of what happened this morning, and I was like, oh, we can talk about it on the show because you're so good at this of figuring out if even if you have to look it up. But it was like it dawned on me right before the show that, oh, this is probably a message.
Are we looking up an animal?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So every morning I go out and I take, I do the walk with my dog Rocket, and then I come and I water all the plants because there's plants that are in pots, so I want to water them. And as I was coming back toward the house, there was this bug that got on my arm, the same place that he did yesterday, the same thing. And it's like a little, I don't, it's like a brown winged insect, and it was biting me. And I'm like, and I, yesterday he got away. Yet in the day I almost swatted him because, your reflexes, ouch. And, but anyway, I thought, well, that was interesting. That was the very same place. Okay. I go up and I get the hose to start watering the plants. And I'm feeling another thing. I mean, there's a horse fly this big, and he's on my arm, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And aggressively, usually I have no problem with the bees, and I leave them alone, they leave me alone. There were two. So these two aggressively, that one was biting me. This one came up. He would not leave me alone. I mean, it was a comedy show. I'll tell you, I have the sprinkler in my hand. The hose, and I'm like trying to swat him, with that. And I hit myself in the head with it. It was so funny, but I'm like, it's that because he's on my back and he's biting me. And I'm like, I can't reach you. I'm trying to reach it with the hose. It was so funny.
Oh
Finally, I
my
was
God.
like, I give up. I give up.
What
I
I
give
would
up.
have given to be there for that.
I know. And I finally just gave up. And I mean, I just went in the house. The plants didn't get watered. That's why I had to water them a little while ago. So then I'm like, well, I don't want to bring him in the house. So I'm like rubbing on everything, make sure he's not on my back. Because he was
It's
just,
making my back itch now,
I
and
know, he was just
also.
right there where you can't reach, So anyway, horsefly biting.
The binding, I'm not sure. So the horsefly symbolizes resilience, strength, adaptability, and transformation. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what arm
Biting
did
is
it
maybe getting
bite?
my attention.
Was it the left arm?
The left arm, yeah.
Okay. So
And then the other, the horsefly was on the back. He just kept coming on my back. So he figured I couldn't get him. First, I was like, I can see you over here. And he settled on my
oh,
back.
you know what? I got something out that I haven't had out for a while. That's
Oh.
by Betty Bethards. Little advertisement there. Let's see what a fly is in here. Let's see if she has fly. It's
I
not a
mean,
bit.
is there a difference between a fly and a horse fly?
Well, in this book, probably not because it's not a very big book.
Someone on the chat says they were trying to stop or delay you from they said where you're going, or I would say what you were doing. So if you said you stopped watering, I'd be interested what was in your surroundings.
Huh.
It
Maybe
was
it was trying to save something that you were drowning in the water.
that, or I'm just thinking like you have
Yeah.
snakes and things like that. Like I'm just
Oh, well, I
thinking
was
like,
up at
what
the
if?
house. There weren't any, I was up around the house. Not saying there's no snakes there, but I didn't notice anything. But yeah, that's a good point that it could have been trying to get me not to be out there at that point.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh goodness. Well, so in the dream book, the fly says that something is bugging you, little annoyances. And then the biting says, sink your teeth into the problem or the lesson. So you're going to have to think about what might be a lesson. Well, I guess that's kind of what we're doing is like, what was it trying to do? It stopped you from doing what you were doing. Well, here's the thing too, is that you haven't been feeling well, and here you are out there doing all these chores. Maybe it was more important for you to take care of yourself.
Maybe. So, I mean, because that's why I just usually, I mean, I haven't run from an insect since I was young. And that's what I was doing finally. I'm just like, forget it. I'm going in the house, So, yeah, it made me go in the house.
Yeah. I think I mean flies come to me when and they like to land on me. The other thing I end up getting, I'm oversharing here, you guys, I get little zits on the end of my nose. And it's like, what is it that's right there in front of my nose
Yeah,
that I'm not
exactly.
getting?
Right in front of you, right in your face.
Yeah, what is right in my face that I just have not been getting? And I'll wake up in the morning, there'll be a little pimple right there. I'm like, I am not playing Rudolph. So what are we doing here?
Yeah, let's get to the bottom
So
of
it
it.
is. It's kind of a little challenging sometimes to figure out what their message is with that. But something's coming in because you're getting the itchy nose.
I am. It's like it's hard to tell right now what's what, though.
That's a definite itchy nose. You're
It
getting.
sure seemed
But when
like
our nose itches, it means spirit's
it.
trying to tell us something. So yeah. Oh, see, somebody else said self-care in the chat room. So it I know it's like hard to put the work down for a minute and stuff and just take care of self, but I feel like there's just don't push your body right now and just let it recover because you went through a big transition and so now your body's just acclimating to it. Yeah. My yellow and pink aura says rest. Or the fly will come out and bug you
Or the
again.
fly will come back. Well, thank goodness he wasn't out there a while ago. And the thing was, is I was out there later than I normally am, because my sleep is off right now. So I went out there a little later, by an hour, hour and a half later than I normally do. And that could have, it's like that's my logical mind going, okay, maybe that's when those flies are out there, because I don't ever see it. They're just not there. It's so odd. I mean,
Just
the
take a
bees will be
moment.
out and things like
They're
that.
trying to tell you as I keep watching this
Yeah, I
happen. They're
know.
trying to tell you, and you're like, no, I'm on a show right now. But just take a moment and think about, ask the fly, what did you want me to know?
You know you're she's laughing because you're making her take her own advice.
I know. I'm visualizing him, and because I remember at one point, I mean, I looked right at him, and after that, he got where I couldn't see him.
Oh, is he trying to tell you something's going on behind the back? Bump, bump, bump.
I
No.
know.
To be announced later on another show if we ever get the answer to that. Yeah. All right, we'll move on. Tiffany, bing bong.
Any questions
Yeah.
or comments or anything interesting? What's going on in your world, Tiffany?
Oh, nothing. Let's get to questions.
Oh, That is not going
it's not interesting. Ah, fly, but up, bum.
to
I see what
fly.
you did there.
That's awesome. Nice catch. I didn't even catch it, but you caught it. Caught
Yep, that's what I'll be here all night.
the Lucky us. All
Yeah,
right.
maybe a couple of these will be pretty easy knockout.
Oh, yeah.
When will more level three courses be available for QHHT practitioners?
We were just talking about that today.
Absolutely. We must have been
Yeah.
tapping into it.
They will be soon. There will be one coming up in October. That's official. It's just not posted yet. We're trying to incorporate a new system that will really, really help the process run a lot smoother. It's just taking longer. I mean, our IT department has to develop it, and they got backup of a lot of things that we're asking them to do. But I've asked them to make it a priority now, and if we have to, we'll just go with the same system we've been using until we can get that done. But definitely, we will have one in October, and then we'll see if the demand is there. We'll have another one. So we need to hear from you. That's what the system is going to allow us to know, is what kind of demand is there. So that helps us to plan our classes. So tell us.
That's it. Okay. That one's knocked out of the park,
Yeah.
Tiffany.
Yeah. Next one. This is from C. Does Julia have her class that has to do with lights and our hands available? I haven't heard in a while. So light casting.
Light casting, not available yet. That's another one of those. I've been being pushed to do it by spirit and by people to get it done. And I have a lot of pushers in my life. So.
Considering the amount of time we've known each other and the whole time the light casting has been, yeah, I would say I'm going easy on you at this point, or you've given up. No.
Yeah, no, and it will happen. Again, it's like several, I just need to make it a pro, it needs to be on my focus, on my priority to get it done. Once it's in there, then I'll do it. So unless I'm being, like when I did Soul Speak, that was the only reason I got it done when I did, was because my higher self was pressuring me. I mean, it was immense pressure. So when I get that, then I have to do it. It's no choice. But if I'm not getting that yet, it's like I'll kind of do other, maybe that's just how I roll. I don't know. It's whichever one's getting my most in. But this is cool. If you're asking about it, that shows me that there's interest. And
Yeah.
that's exciting for me, because I guess that's part of my thing is, I don't know, would anybody be interested in it? See, so that's, I have my own things that I work with, my own I deal
Let's
with, right? You know, we have our insecurities.
let's treat it like a flea. For every one you see, there's 100 others waiting. Yeah.
Okay.
So for just that one person that raised their hand, there's 100 more that would like to know.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, ding dong.
But thank you for asking.
This is from Carol. I just heard, quote unquote, the Matrix was created by Source in tandem with the architect. Who is the architect?
Wow, that's a very fancy question. The
Yeah,
Matrix
now
was
I know
created
that's
by Source
stored
in tandem
in
with the
tandem with
architect.
the architect. Now that's interesting. The only place I've heard of the architect is, or so far, have you heard? Yeah, Suzanne Spooner. She's somebody that she's worked with that has done sessions, and they've gone back, and there's a scientist, and I think there's the architect. Yeah, and they've done some shows, they've done some different things, and that very likely is. I mean, it's interesting. If somebody else is getting, I'm not sure, maybe it's coming from the same place, I don't know, but that, what I'm recalling from that, it's like, from the perspective that it's given, that would make total sense. That, because it's, you have the source, which is everything, and it's like then the architect is working off of the source's information and creating and designing. And I mean, when it comes down to it, it's like it's all test tubes. So if you really want to go that far, but that's where the scientist comes in. And but you just, but if all those things, if stuff like that bothers you, just don't go there. What I do is like I still come down to this point. It's like when we look at things or people go so far out and they're like, oh my gosh, it's really this, it's just this, it's like, then don't go that far out because that makes it where it's hard to associate with. Keep it here. This is, you still have your personality. You are still you.
You're
You
still
are still
you,
doing all
doesn't
these things, and
change.
you're still learning your lessons, and you're still doing these things. Just because that might be the reality doesn't change any of this going on here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
Good. I have
that's
nothing
how I
to add.
deal with it.
I have nothing to add, Miss Tiffany. Nothing.
Okay. This is from Spiritual Disco.
Oh, I
Is
like it.
there a proper way to use a pendulum? I'm having a hard time getting an answer from a pendulum. Thank you.
This is Tracy's specialty.
You go, wow.
Yeah.
No. My thing with the pendulum is if I get to using it too much, then it's not effective. So
Yeah.
yeah, if you use it just a little bit, ask a question, get your yes or no. Don't keep asking questions and then be like, okay, now it's getting conflicting. And because
Yeah.
you have to understand the pendulum is going to answer, if you're asking a really broad question, might be a yes, and then you narrow that question down a little bit and be more specific, and it might be no, and you're thinking you asked the same question and you didn't. You asked a broad question
Yeah.
and a narrow question, like, will I ever experience financial abundance? Yes. But did you say in this lifetime? No. I mean, that's simple. So when you're working with them, yeah, it's also important to put your energy into them and get them in your energy when you're using them. But be careful with the questions that you're asking. Be thoughtful with the questions you're asking so that you're not convoluting that. And don't be asking so many questions that it's just getting, yeah, you're just going to get mixed signals. So get a good question that could be very specific and then just ask that question and maybe move on. But I don't like to spend too much time with a pendulum. Because it does. It starts getting into, now I'm sitting there going, oh, well, that was a yes. Well, what's the next question then? And then it just gets too soupy.
Yeah, when I had, oh, this was years ago. We're probably talking 20 years when I was being introduced to a lot of these things. And every time I would try, it's like, so they had the pendulum and then you had the rods. Okay. And they're both for yes and no
Want me to
questions.
get the
Okay.
rods?
Yeah. And I was trying both. And it was the funniest thing because the person I was with, they kept using it, would just go crazy and answer all these things and do all this wonderful stuff. And then I would hold them and they wouldn't move at all. I mean, they would just sit perfectly still, which on itself, that's difficult to do to make that it's hard to make them stand still. And this was back when I was getting messages, I was hearing them and stuff. Anyway, I was doing that and I'm holding them and they're not moving whatsoever. And then the pendulum, it doesn't move. And so finally I'm like, shoot, this is ridiculous. Why is this doing it? And I heard so clearly, and they're like, well, I mean, if you want us to communicate with you that way with yes and no answers, okay, fine. Or we can keep going the way we are, which would they
Yeah.
just talk to me,
Where
And
you're
they're
getting
like,
more
it's
specific.
like, which one do you want? If you want this way, then you're cutting off this way.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, that I get it, forget it. I don't need to know my answers that way. I get, you get the answers. So it's like rely on yourself. These are
These
tools.
are just tools.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did when I held it above is I asked to clear them so they were cleared. And then, so then I would hold them like this and please show me yes. And then that please show me no. That's my no. And then I can say, please show me where my Siamese cat is.
It's gonna strangle you.
She's back there. So, yeah, I mean, these are a fun tool. They're fun to go out and find vortexes with. You know, you're walking around and like point me in the direction of a vortex. Apparently, I have one in the house.
And well, and that's how the person found like my well. That's I have. That's how
Yes, the
I found it,
water
was the well.
finders. I want to say something about where that pointed. It pointed where I used to the room that I used to have my pyramids set up
Oh,
in.
there we go. Perfect.
Yeah. So there it is. That was the
So just
rods.
just know they're tools, but you can get the information if you will just trust the very first thing that comes in. So you can ask the question yourself and just and get an answer. These are just physical things that I guess if we are focusing on something, it helps us to maybe trust it, believe it. I don't know. It's like, because I don't want to believe this that just automatically comes in. You
Yeah.
know, I gotta have this to show me. It's the same source of information. Okay.
Yeah. They're fun, but these are, again, it's kind of like these.
They're all tools.
They're all tools. Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes
So,
it's fun to grab them and use them, and
well,
sometimes it's like,
since you pulled them out, I think you need to pick a card.
oh, well, there we go.
Yep.
We'll pick a card.
I'll just add on the end of that, don't confuse your yes and no.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us
Elaborate,
a little more
please.
about that.
Elaborate.
No, I think, Mom, you and I were sitting there, and then I was like, show me yes, show me no. And then all of a sudden, and I asked a question, and I was like, oh, wait, no, I think that question was yes, and I think the other one was no.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's why you ask it, show me this and show me that so that you know what it is. But I've done that with a pendulum. It's like, okay, now which way was yes, which way was no? Because usually it's the opposite direction, or sometimes the yes is this way, and then the no is in a circle or something. I don't know, but it's specific to you. I mean, it doesn't have to be what everybody else gets. Just like you said, just make sure you know what it is.
So there's going to be some truth coming in that's going to end a cycle that you have been in that is going to also resolve a conflict that you have had, and you're going to love the results.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's been weighing somebody down. Might be financial, but there's a solution coming. There's a reason you're going through the struggle that you're going through. And it's leading you to something. So I noticed in my life when money things go like that, you know, it's usually because it's like it kind of pushes me to do something different or open my mind to something more. So if you're going through something that's financial, just know that it's leading you towards something else. You're not going to crash, you're not going to burn, you don't have to worry, you will be supported. And that goes for any of the emotional things that you might be experiencing as well. So
And
there.
sometimes that's exactly what it's leading you to, is that understanding that you're okay, you're being supported. You go, because it's like, oh, I can't, I don't know what I can do or think. And it's exactly that that you realize, and that's what it's trying to tell you. You're okay. So
Yeah.
it's like, one, you say those things to yourself to get you through it, but that's also what it's trying to teach you. You're okay. You're
You're
supported.
all right. Yeah.
You're all
Yeah,
right.
it really does kind of test you on your faith and leap
Can.
of faith, trust, faith, all the things. So yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Right.
What else we got?
Well, it looks like I'm assuming someone was asking what are they made of? So I'm assuming it's the dowsing rods. What are they made
Oh,
of? Are they
yeah,
just
they're
this
copper, aren't they?
particular? These ones are copper, but the ones, this is fun.
I've
And
seen them made
these
out of all kinds of things. Yeah, the
are
PVC in there
coat
now.
hangers with straws.
Yeah,
And I
straws,
did a
okay.
workshop one time where we just made our own dowsing rods. And to tell you the truth, these work like magic. You just put, you know, you just cut
Yeah, and the
your
reason you
coat
put the
hanger
straws on there is that you
so it
can't
spins.
manipulate, you can't control
Yeah,
them.
it spins freely and pokes an eye out. But yeah, so I had made these and I used them for years. I thought, you know what? I've never actually gotten myself an actual set. So I got these and I'll tell you what, I probably use these more. Not that I use any of them a lot anymore, but they are kind of fun. It was fun to do the workshop. I hid something in the office, and they had to go around and try to find it with their dowsing rods, so they each could go one at a time and go see if they could find the thing I hid. And the funny thing is each one of them, their dowsing rods took them to each spot that I thought about hiding it. And
Oh,
then
funny.
one that I hit it. I'm sitting there watching each of them as they go out, and I'm like, they're all doing that. They're all going to, because I go, no, not there. And and I'd do that, and there was probably about four or five spots before I actually hit it. And they went to
Cool.
each of them. And then they went to finally the last one. But it was
Well,
fun.
I didn't experiment one time because I was thinking, whatever it's picking up on or whatever it's doing. And it's like, I wonder if you can just do that with your hands, just feel the energy. And absolutely you can, so you are actually a rod.
You are the
You can do
rod.
this
You are
yourself.
the pendulum. We do the human pendulum.
Yes, you
We
can
did
do
that in
this.
Sedona, my little hiking group. We did the human
Yeah,
pendulum.
we just think we need these tools. We don't. You are it. Just
Our
trust that.
extensions. So
This is
perfect.
fun.
All right, ding dong.
Well, no questions out there, but I'll come up with something. Not quite a question, but I don't remember if it was last night or the night before, so it's dream interpretation. That's where I'm going with this.
Okay, great.
Like when you have a dream and you've had dreams previous, and then so it repeats itself, and then the logic tries to come in, and it's like, wait, I feel like I, blah, blah, blah. I'll explain. So, for and I didn't realize it, but I think I've had it, every once in a while I'll have this dream and I don't know what's going on, but then all of a sudden there's a fish tank and it's full of fish and I didn't even know that I had it. I have never fed them. And then so I'm freaking out because I'm like, how are you alive? You're probably eating each other because I have never fed you. And they're like vicious. They're crazy. I think one time they were really mean. And like the tank is gross on the inside because it's just gross and full of fish. And then it was like I was more concerned about how I had never fed these fish and how they're probably starving. And I think I went to the store trying to find food for the fish to come back, and it was that whole thing. And then I wake up. Well, then I feel like the other night, I can't remember anymore. I think there was another something added. It wasn't that tank, but something else. And then eventually, but then I started looking at the tank and I realized the tank was clearing up. And I still didn't feed these fish. I don't know, whatever that whole situation is. But the tank looked a little cleaner. But then that's when the logic started coming in, and I was just kept thinking, and I'm like, was the tank cleaner? Did I just make it cleaner? Because I've recognized it now. I've seen this fish tank many times. What does that mean? Let's start thinking about what that means, all while I'm trying to sleep.
And breathe. Do you want to know what
Yeah.
the dream book says about fish?
I'd love it.
Okay. And I think this is probably a message for a lot of us. Need for meditation and spiritual food. The bigger the fish, the more meditation is needed. Now you had a lot of fish, so maybe you just need to meditate a lot.
And they
Well,
were
I love
big.
it. It said, and for spiritual food, and she hadn't been feeding the
And she
fish.
hadn't been feeding them. I know that's when I went. I was like, I knew what it said. But the fact that the tank was getting cleaner and stuff, now you're recognizing it that you need to feed your fish. And so tomorrow night, Tiffany will be leading a mass meditation and it'll clear up her fish tank.
There we go.
Yeah, please, please go to California. Where's that location?
Oh,
There's a mass meditation going on.
yeah.
I believe Tracy and Julia are leading it.
All right, you'll be there, right, Tiffins?
No, ma'am.
No. Well, that is true.
Can
We
be
are
if she
going to
wants
Disclosure
to.
Fest. Yep.
You
There's
can be
our
if you
plan.
want. There you go. Go ahead and do your plug.
Yeah, we'll do our plugs.
Disclosure Fest.
So the Disclosure Fest, mass meditation, and I don't know
Initiative.
what's the lake it's at?
Lake Castaic.
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 And that is the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of
Right. June.
June. So disclosurefest. Is it dot org?
Yes.
Disclosurefest.org. And we're going to be there. There's going to be a lot of speakers there. Go check out their website because there's a lot of speakers there. And if you want to hear and learn more about SoulSpeak, I don't know where I'm at with you on the main screen. I want to point that way. I hope, but if she's over there, that's
Yep,
Julia.
I'm on the main
She's going
screen
to be
either.
there.
Yeah, me.
She's
Yep, we'll
going to
be
feel better
there.
by then.
I do too.
So,
But yeah, it's gonna be fun.
yeah, come on down, check it out, come to the class or to the lecture, whatever they call them, and
Yeah.
then buy a book,
Workshop.
get a signed book from Julia. I heard she writes a nice little spiritual message in there for each person.
I
You know
trust.
what?
We'll
I
see.
need to. I. How long did it take me to get you to sign my book? I think that was.
Years.
It was years. I kept being like, "You still haven't signed it," and I finally got my signature. Oh, can you see
Can't
it?
see it. No.
How about I turn it to the right page?
Yeah,
There
there we go.
it
I'll say that's not usually the page I sign.
He got stuck on my finger. Anyways, so
So,
I think we got questions now.
well, and I was going to comment too on what Tiffany, that's interesting. I've had dreams, that same type of dream. It's not been fish, but it's like all of a sudden I find out I have a baby. And I'm like, where's this baby been? I mean, it's like a week old or some way. It's like, I didn't even know I had one. And who's been taking care of it? I haven't been taking care of it. What's been happening? I mean, it's like, it's just there. And it's in the house. Nobody's in this house. I mean, like, it's like, what the heck? I know that freak out moment. It's like, how is it still alive? Nobody's,
Yeah.
I haven't been there. So anyway.
Yeah. Those kind of dreams do kind of wake you up a little bit startled. Yeah.
So, yes. So, if we have questions now.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Julia.
She never knows whether to say mom or Julia. I'm going to rat her out. Just say
No.
mom.
No, I do. And I always hesitate because my brain has a little moment where it doesn't, it can't,
It can't
yeah.
process. It's hard. I used to do
It can't
that
process. That's not your name.
with
Not
mom.
your name.
No. My name is mom.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
could call her Mama J. Would that work?
Mama J. Oh yeah, like Diane.
Resonating with it so much over there.
All right, this question's from Clara. Have you been taking to energy centers on Earth during sessions and got healing sessions? I've been taken to a few and it's neat. Was wondering if you had similar stories.
Energy centers. I am going to have
On
you read
Earth.
that again. On
Yeah.
Earth.
Have you been taken to energy centers on Earth during sessions and got healing sessions?
I've been to inner Earth. And I'm always getting healings in the sessions. But you're talking about an actual healing space, is what I think I'm.
She's saying
Healing.
like Glastonbury.
Oh.
See, Glastonbury, and then there's Stonehenge. I remember in the very beginning when we first started talking, we would do things like that. We would just remotely go to Stonehenge and go check it out and stuff. But in your sessions, yeah, it seems like something. It seems like I'm remembering you telling me something.
If we're talking about have I gone to those kind of places in a session, I've gone to the pyramids in sessions and gone to the healing rooms and gotten healings in the healing rooms at the pyramids while in a session.
You yourself in a session or other
Me,
people?
myself in a session. Other people definitely have done the same thing. And I didn't know if that was a personal question or as a practitioner, have I seen that? I've
Right.
definitely seen that. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell how the question is asked if it's like with the client going and then you're receiving healing at the same time because they're in healing centers or.
I've had that happen too. Like the hair on my body will stand up when they're going through a healing. And you can almost feel the electricity in the room. And I've had clients that are like shaking, like doing all these things on the table. And it's like, man, I feel it. And yeah. And I think that's kind of true with every client that comes in the door. You know, we're energetically drawn to each other. So there's something for both of us in that session. So I think there's healing in every session that I do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, if they go to a place, I think that's probably, it's interesting what happens in sessions. Sometimes specific things happen to be proof for the client, the practitioner, or both, because maybe they were needing proof of some kind, so there might be something that actually physical, happens there. This could also be, okay, gosh, it was on a train. So it's like you have that, and then you have some clients need to, like, maybe they need, because we all have that ability to heal ourselves. We all can do this. So it's giving them a place that they can go. If they need a physical something or whatever, a sensation of a place, then now they know what that feels like energetically, and they can visit it at any time. Since all these things have, there's more than just what happens in that session. It carries on. And so I look at a lot of that. It's like, because I get asked all the time, why did that happen? Why did that happen? And that's why I'm seeing these patterns of these different things. It's fun.
You've been to a lot more of those sacred places in person than I have, so
Well, yeah, but I mean, in the session, and it might not feel the same in person as it does in a session, because you're there for a
that's
specific
true.
thing, but you're being shown that, you're having that experience for a certain reason. That's what I look, because I always want the why. Why is this happening? And so I look at, and it's so funny because some people say, why did that happen? That was really cool. I said, it'll be proof. I mean, it's obvious, very definite proof that this actually happened. And I said, somebody needed proof. And they were like, oh yeah, they were asking for proof. I was like, then why are you asking me? It's real obvious. Somebody wanted proof.
Sure. That's right there.
So it's like, and that's what will happen. You'll get answers in so many different ways. It's not just to the question, what you're asking. You get it in all these other ways too. Because you have more questions than you realize when you come into a session, you're asking questions on all these different layers, and you'll get answers on all these different layers.
Yeah. Very cool.
It is.
We also experience, we can go to different dimensions and different, like, so who was I talking to? I think it was last night. I was talking to the group that went to Egypt with me, and we were talking about that and how we can all be experiencing something on a different dimension, as well as, like a different experience, but also a different dimension and a different timeline. And so, and someone goes in a past life and remembers something, and it might be different than another person that went to the same place and remembers it differently. It's like they may have been in different dimensions. They may have been playing out a different story in that dimension. So, I mean, why not think bigger and be like, everybody's
We
right. It's all right.
It's all right. We are multidimensional beings. It's We are beyond the point now. I mean, that I'm not sure exactly what point it happened back here, but it was. We could almost feel when it happened that there's no longer this one dimensional where this is the truth and this is how it is. It's like now it's like pretty much anything goes, because it's all truth. It's what's your truth, what resonates with you, that's your truth. It's okay. If it doesn't match with somebody else, that's okay. They're in their own experience, they're in their own dimension. And that's I think maybe that's what's required for us to let go of judgment. Because you can't judge anybody when we're all having different things going on. Nobody, there is no one
Everybody's,
right thing,
yeah, everybody's right. So,
Exactly. Get over it. We're all right.
I just saw it bounce in the chat room as Dolores, your mom. And yes, Dolores Cannon is Julia's mom. So,
And Tiffany's grandmother.
Tiffany's grandmother. I'm a surrogate. I
She's the
popped
adopted.
myself into the family.
Yes. Absolutely. So, and we might have time for one more question. I think we had a 2-minute warning or some kind of,
It
I
would
don't
have to be
know.
a quick question.
2 minutes right now. Very quick. If it's a real quickie, or we go ahead and tell everybody where they can find this. QHHTOfficial.com for everything. Okay, Tiffany, is there a quick question?
Let's see if you can make it quick. I was wondering when you need to vent, but you should always be speaking positive words. How do you do this?
No.
Okay, not an easy question. All right.
No, it is easy. It's good. It's a good question, because that's such a myth where we think we always have to be positive. But the truth of is we need to be honest. We need to be honest with our feelings. That hurt, that sucked, that didn't feel good, that made me angry. Because then you can release it. And then you can say, but that really sucked, but I can see where it's pushing me towards doing something different. That really hurt, but I can also see where now I can heal this old wound. So if you want to put a positive spin on it, be in the thing that hurt, but then look for the positive reason for why it showed up for you, because it showed up for you. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then reframe it like what you're saying. Find that positive. Reframe it for how you remember it. This is how I'm going to store it in my memory banks. You have the experience, experience it, feel it, let it out, and then how do you want to store the information in?
Absolutely. So that was a good one. I was just like, no, you don't have to stay positive all the time. That's impossible.
And
And
that's a spiritual myth.
then you're shoving everything down that needs to be expressed, and
Yeah,
just be
yeah.
loving and do it in a loving way. It's okay to be angry if something didn't work out, but to project that anger onto others is where you need to, go figure out why you're angry. Don't put it onto other people.
Absolutely. You have emotions for a reason. We're getting kicked off now. So,
So I hope that worked. All right, everybody.
Love you all. Thank you so
Again,
much for being here.
QHHTofficial.com. Everything
Everything
QHHT.
you need. All
Bye, everyone.
right. Thank you, Tiff.